GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar. A GHRT listener is sending out an SOS to Chris and Chris, the computer geeks. Chris Downs from Chris Downs Computer Room and Chris Quimby from Midcoast iPhone Repairs. All this talk about music, this person writes to us, "My new fancy Fandango car has no CD player. Is there a wireless CD player through Bluetooth that I could mount somewhere in my car? Have you any insight to this person that is starved to listen to some of his CDs, maybe her CDs, in a wireless Bluetooth capacity in an internal combustion motor vehicle?"
Chris?
Does the car have some type of audio input jack, whether it be your old-fashioned plug-in like you would a headphone or a USB port or something that you could plug in this device?
Well, most of them have a mini jack, don't they?
Yep. There's probably some sort of input, but probably there's a Bluetooth CD player. I just don't know.
When does school get out? High schools get out around like 2:30?
Yeah.
I would drive up to a high school around 2 or 2:30 in the parking lot, flag down some random kid.
But wait a minute. They're not going to know what a CD is.
Well, this is true.
But, CD?
Or you could get a vinyl record player and put it in your trunk. There might be a way. I'm just messing. There's 50 different ways to skin a cat with this. And I think if somebody looked at your system, it may come to the point where if you don't have a way, like Chris said, to interface it.
No jack at all.
Okay.
Hope he doesn't get a flat tire.
But if you're willing to put in the money, it may be possible. If your car is worth it, like stop at Best Buy or some place like that, see if they can install a different radio that would have those sorts of connections in there for you.
Yeah, it is almost worth taking it in and getting it swapped out at one of those independent audio and automobile places.
Saddle up to Google and figure this one out.
Mm-hmm. Marty, friend of the program, writes to us, "Can I have a battery changed in a Samsung Active S6?
Sure.
Don't see why not.
They should message us. If that was a battery change question, sorry, yeah. I was actually on Facebook when the question came in, just to let you know. So with me, whenever anybody calls for a certain kind of service, I say, yeah, let me check on it. I'll look to see if I can get the parts, and I'll look to see if it's a safe enough repair and if it makes financial sense for them to invest. Because sometimes people buy throwaway phones for like $80 to $100, and it's just not worth the investment.
What do you have now, George?
I have an LG 7 Android.
Okay. And you can change the battery on that, right?
No.
Some of these phones are glued together so much they're tough to get into.
Really?
I'd have to look that one up. I don't recall taking one of those apart yet.
My understanding is that this phone cannot have, even a technician can't do it.
Well, I don't know if that's true. What'd you say?
That's
LG
a challenge.
G6?
LG 7.
Okay, I'm going to look it up while we're talking.
And while you
but
do
I've
that.
I've replaced batteries in Samsungs and LGs and Motorolas. I'm not saying it's easy. It's not like a remote control car where you flip off the little plastic.
No, you'd have to take this thing apart.
Absolutely, and there's some risk involved. That's why you have highly paid professionals take care of these sorts of things.
Or you can go around 2:30 to a school that's getting it. Okay, and now this text message to us. Oh, an update from the guy that's got the automobile issue. This person suggests, use an FM transmitter to go from your CD player to your radio.
Yeah,
I had one of those.
I was going to go to that. But they
got one in every car, but it's nothing.
Don't they require some type of audio in jack, though? Like Chris said, there's a lot of ways to skin this cat.
Well, it will need one unless, you can Bluetooth in, but if his automobile doesn't have a Bluetooth-compatible audio system...
Yeah, but she'd need some power source for the CD player too. To me, that sounds too Frankenstein. I would if somebody that feels more comfortable with this could look at her system, or like you said, an independent audio shop for vehicles. Just she tell them what they want. There might be a smarter way to go about that than just Frankensteining the thing together.
This person writes to us: I got a Samsung 8 Plus. I didn't realize the back of it was glass.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You see where this one's going,
right?
Only had it 2 months. Can I get the back replaced, and is it worth it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the back on that wouldn't be too bad, actually.
Yeah, we can... Go ahead. I'm interrupting you.
Well, I don't have a price on mine, but they could message us. Replacing the back on those is relatively simple. you got to heat it up. You got to take it off very carefully. But yeah, on that model, the back comes off relatively good, right, Chris?
Yeah, I've done a few. And if you're not picky, there are generic backs that we can purchase that really don't cost a lot of money. You know, they wouldn't have your information on the back. It wouldn't say Samsung logo or anything, but it would be a glass back that would protect. And again, if your device purports to be water resistant, which don't ever believe things that are purporting to be water resistant actually being that way, but it would be less so once anybody interrupts the seals, the original seals in there. I don't think you should ever have
a crack and it's going to do the same thing.
Totally.
Maybe sweat resistant.
The newer phones are, I call them glass sandwiches. And the reason the glass, the back is glass, is for the wireless charging, by the way.
By the way, I'm glad you mentioned that. Wireless charging. I've got one. It's a pain in the butt.
Yeah, I don't bother with it.
It is the biggest pain in the butt I've ever had.
And I don't think I've met a customer yet that does. I'm sure there are plenty, but
sounds
whenever,
gimmicky.
Whenever
to
it comes up, people are like, oh, I just plug mine in.
I plug it in. It not only is it easier, it charges faster. I had the wireless problem I have with, at least with mine, is it, you put it down, you get it exactly right, and the light comes on, and you walk away. You come back and find out that maybe the house vibrated, the furnace kicked on or something, and the darn thing's not charging anymore. Hmm. So I gave up on mine. And it wasn't cheap either. Anyway, like the original one I bought was like $75. But it's no. I think wireless charging's.
What'd you say you have? An LG G7. It's not a G6.
It says a G7.
Okay, because I know with the G6 the battery can be replaced and older models. I couldn't find a guide real quick online for G7, but I could look around on YouTube. Some 13-year-old kid in their bedroom could.
We're
going to
be working on George's phone here for a while.
Send him an invoice.
Well, while you're talking, I will look it up.
As will I. Customers, if the listeners and all that, if you could just give us a few minutes, we're going to be online. Thank you.
You know, if only we had a test screen pattern that we could put up on our visuals right here.
I'm still here with you, Rick. Mm.
So, the FM transmitter that I used is battery powered, two AAA batteries, and it's an FM transmitter with which that they use to plug from a CD player that goes to the radio and maybe broadcasts, you know, on
Bluetooth.
Like
somebody texted that in.
87.9 on your FM dial, you know,
yep,
down
exactly
there where no one's using anything.
So I'm kind of an audiophile. I don't love the way the music sounds when it comes through an FM transmitter, but if it's your only, like my wife had one of those for a few months.
I have two of them. I have one in the truck, and that you're exactly dead on.
There's some noise.
I play from the phone to the radio. Mm. It's a truck.
I don't even like Bluetooth. I find when I interface directly in with the USB, that's my clearest sound. Like it's sharp. Gosh, the music is so. When I was young, I remember like recording songs off the radio, and you'd have that DJ who won't shut up, and he's interrupting. Sorry for any all present company excluded,
in his last
course,
appearance on our program.
Well, if you have one of the transmitters, you got to go to a dead spot on the FM dial.
Yep.
And there aren't any really perfectly dead spots on the FM dial. I don't know, a frequency where nobody's transmitting.
Yeah, down around the 80s or something.
Yeah, it's that. I've got two of them.
You could go back to what Rick was talking about. Burn your CDs to your iTunes or whatever account and play it from your phone to your Bluetooth in your car.
Or how about noise-canceling headphones on while you drive down the road?
Or put on 103.9.
No, I'm kidding, kids. That's not a good idea.
I have a G7 Thin Q.
Yeah, okay. That's what I was just looking up. I'll have to check into it further, though. Just, I know you don't need a battery, but I'd like to win the argument.
Should have bought our heat gun. We take it apart right here.
I can't change the battery. That is for sure. No, now, somebody that's high-priced, overpaid, you, with good eyesight, you can change the battery.
There's your new business slogan.
I'd be happy to.
Caller, hello, the George Hale Rick Tyler Show. What's your question for the computer geeks?
I have an Android CJ Crown phone from Walmart, about $100, lasts me about 3 years, then I get another one.
Yeah.
Yep, great
that's,
deal.
That's exactly what you want to do with that phone, too, is just replace it.
So some people might not do that, because even though that makes financial sense, like some of my customers don't like the idea of throwing away a phone every 3 years, and they'd like to keep it running by maintaining it. There's a lot of different variables when to consider when making those decisions. But certainly, yeah, if that works for you,
We still have a couple of dead phones, well, unused phones that are around the house. I sometimes hand it to Colin, and he can pretend that, oh, you're pointing at me like you want me to pull your finger, and I'm not.
Yeah, yeah, nor should you.
Yeah.
But I just discovered an app. Chris and I were just talking about this a couple weeks ago. I made a chicken cam for my wife. She has... chicken coop likes to just know what the chickens are doing all the time. So the good thing to do with your spare phones, if you're interested.
Cam?
Chicken cam?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so that's a separate subject. But you can use those old phones with this app called ManyThing and set it up as like a security camera or something like in your house or if you had a business or something like that. You can put the app on both phones and you can use some of those old phones for security cams. Not creeper sort of voyeur creepy stuff, but... You know, like I could put one up at my business. We have one up so Heather can watch our. Here's the deal: like if she's watching her chickens walk around outside, it's better than 75% of what's on out there for TV anyway.
And I'm going to throw this out there while we're on it: a lot of people have dead phones in drawers.
I got it.
And there are places you can donate these devices. I know there's one organization that gets them to military people.
Cell phones for soldiers,
and,
it's called.
You know, if the phone has to be resurrected or not, you might want to just pull them out of the drawer and put them to some good use.
In case anyone asks, and you're willing to answer honestly, you're listening to the George Hale Rick Tyler Show on The Voice of Maine. GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.